Pete, picture a quiet cul-de-sac off Appian Way on Lexington's south side. One February morning last year, the whole street, plus 42 townhomes spread across it and the streets around it, changes hands before lunch.
All 42?
Three bundled deeds, just under $5.8 million, about $138,000 a door. The buyer was a company that had existed for exactly 8 weeks. Its address is a mailbox at a pack and ship store out in Hamburg.
And how many news stories did a $5.8 million morning generate?
Zero. No story, no council discussion, not a line in a city housing report. That's today's show. From the Lexington Times, this is Town Branch, the stories running under Lexington. I'm Kay.
And I'm Pete. Today, we're walking through an investigation our newsroom published this week, called The Quiet Buyout. The Times pulled every property transfer recorded in Fayette County since January 2024, 18,969 of them, and sorted out which buyers were people and which were companies.
And citywide, the headline number is 1 in 8. Companies bought just under 12% of the homes sold on the open market, $239 million worth over 30 months.
1 in 8 doesn't sound like a crisis, honestly.
Until you sort by price. Under $150,000, the cheapest homes in the county, the classic starter house, companies bought 2 of every 5, 42% give or take.
And the share falls as the price climbs. Above $400,000, it's about 6%. So this isn't companies buying homes generally. It's companies buying specifically the homes a first-time buyer would need.
The median company purchase was about $253,000. The median purchase by an actual person was $325,000.
Now let me push on the obvious frame, because I think people hear this and picture Wall Street, some tower in New York buying up the bluegrass.
The data says mostly no. Almost 1,600 different entities took title to a home in those 30 months, and about 1,200 of them bought exactly one. It's a swarm of small, mostly local landlords, not one giant.
Mostly local, but the top of the pyramid is interesting.
It is. 98 entities took 5 or more homes. And the trend line matters too. The company's share of open market sales went from under 10% in 2024 to 14% this year. 1 month last fall, it touched almost 23%, better than 1 in 5.
Okay, introduce me to the top of the pyramid.
Three stories. First, the home builder. Ball Realty Investments, part of the Ball Homes family, took title to more than 200 Lexington houses in the window. But here's the nuance. Those were $0 transfers between Ball's own companies, not open market buying. It's the builder reorganizing its own in-house rental arm, which is itself the reveal because it shows the scale of it. 129 of those homes sit in one neighborhood, Century Hills.
And our companion project, WhoOwnsLexington.com, puts the Ball family's total holdings around 428 parcels worth north of $200 million.
Second story, the partnership. Remember the cul-de-sac company from the cold open? Same mailbox, different name. A company called Isculaz Holdings closed on 8 Century Hills houses in a single day last November. Several bought straight from Ball. And Isculaz is an anagram. Unscramble it, and you get the name of one of the two men behind the cul-de-sac deal.
The tail was sitting right there on the deed.
10 days before our story ran, the same suite registered a brand new company. Its name, Rent Kentucky LLC. Third story, the out-of-towner. Three shell companies buying Lexington homes all signed their mail through the same post office box in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, 700 miles away. Follow the filings and they trace to Delaware companies at a Manhattan address, doing business as a sale-leaseback outfit called Truehold.
Sale-leaseback meaning, they buy your house, you become their tenant in it.
And one of their purchases is the one that stays with me. A little house on Oak Street that Habitat for Humanity volunteers rebuilt. sold to a Habitat homeowner in 2009. She owned it 16 years. Last year, it went to a flipper, and 10 weeks later, to a Truehold shell. A house built for ownership is now inventory in a Manhattan-managed rental portfolio.
Meanwhile, the bulk market, packages of five or more homes at once, moved 509 homes for $96.7 million in 30 months. The for sale sign never goes up. A renter just wakes up with a new landlord.
So why has nobody counted this before? Nationally, this is a known story. One tracker put investor purchases of low-priced American homes at a record 26% in early 2024.
Because the big trackers cover 39 metros, and Lexington isn't one of them. We're too small for the national data sets, and until now, nobody local was reading the deed books. In more than 2,700 recorded city meetings, corporate purchases of single-family homes have never once been a council agenda item.
There was a bill in Frankfurt this year. A Lexington representative wanted to stop mega landlords with 50-plus rentals from buying more. It died in committee without a hearing. And the federal version, a bill the House passed in May, not yet law, only kicks in at 350 homes, which is so high that basically every buyer in our data walks under the bar.
One person did see it coming. Dottie Bean, 25 years at the Herald Leader, 20 more inside city government, stood up at a council meeting in 2023 and warned that speculation would leave Lexington with overpriced housing and empty buildings. She died in March before anyone ran these numbers.
And we should say plainly, nobody in this story is accused of breaking any law. Every one of these deals is legal, rational, even ordinary.
That's exactly the point. There's no villain required. It's just that the sum of thousands of ordinary deals is Lexington's entry-level housing converting into income product, parcel by parcel, out of the part of the market a working family could ever buy back into.
The deed books are public. Somebody just has to keep reading them.
Town Branch is produced by the Lexington Times. Our voices are synthetic, and our scripts are drafted with AI. From Lexington Times reporting and the public record, then fact-checked before air. The full investigation and the open data are at feeds.lexingtonky.news/podcast. We'll see you down the creek.